I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The president of an education curriculum company says that he paid Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard $7,500 a month to open doors with legislative leaders across the country, but not in Alabama. Edgenuity President Michael Humphrey testifies that he thought Hubbard could get him meetings with legislative leaders in other states, given his background as a legislator and someone familiar with college sports. Asked about his company's consulting contract with one of Hubbard's companies, Humphrey says the speaker did not work on issues in Alabama. Prosecutors have accused Hubbard of using his positions as speaker and state Republican Party chairman to make money and solicit financial favors. Hubbard has maintained his innocence and says the transactions were legal. Alabama's roads and other infrastructure are in bad shape, and business leaders want to do something about it. In their 2015 infrastructure report card, the American Society of Civil Engineers rated Alabama's roads a D+. They say road travel has increased around 50% since 1990, and funding for maintenance and repair hasn't kept up. Michael Johnson is the president and CEO of the National Stone, Sand, and Gravel Association. He says more investment in the state's infrastructure would be good for business.
You know, enhancing Alabama's transportation system will boost the state's economy and create jobs. And when you do that, you're improving the livelihoods and the lifestyles of all of your residents.
Some lawmakers pushed to increase the state's gasoline tax in order to fund road and infrastructure improvements. That measure failed in this year's legislative session. The city of Fairfield is still undergoing financial hardships after the closure of its Walmart Supercenter in January. This came after losing 1,100 jobs after the U.S. Steelworks blast furnace shut down in Fairfield last year. But not everyone is packed up. Alan Jones owns an auto shop in downtown Fairfield. He says as long as business is good, he's sticking around.
The way I was raised, I can go anywhere and make money anywhere, but I'm here. I own my property. I've got a good clientele. And I got people that come back regular, and it's hard work, but as far as you got to have business, I got it.
City officials say they have a plan to bring 100 businesses to Fairfield in the next few years. Officials say 38 businesses have pledged to relocate in Fairfield. A slight chance of a late shower in central and west Alabama tonight, with lows in the upper 60s and partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley, as well as Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, with lows between the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.